The longer you stay in focus here, the loftier the thoughts that you have, the more wonderment you find about this. And if God, that enigma, poses to your mind pictures that are wonderful, beautiful, they make tears come to your eyes, then you have a passion and a love for God that's latent. And the more that we ponder the outrageous and convince you that with your brain, your memory, you can't do this, but with God's, you can do everything. The more we make that possible for you, the more you try, the more you expend your faith, the more God will come into your life and do it. Come into your life by the back door using the frontal lobe and manifestation. What we are doing in the ancient school is not giving you knowledge so that your personality can intellectualize it. A lot of teachers that leave the school and they think because they have intellectual knowledge that somehow makes them worthy to teach it. It doesn't make them worthy to teach it, because all they do are expediting words as an orator to poor ignorant people who memorize it, and no one knows what to do with it. No one knows what to do with an ancient book. It's all an allegory. They don't understand any of it, so it's of no interest to them. What we're learning is to gain knowledge so that you remember it, not for the sake of intellectual exposé, but to build models with it, to build ideas, and then pose the puzzle to God. We're playing a chess game with God. And the more wonderful the model, the longer the focus, the longer your mind becomes possessed with the idea that you eat and breathe and think of it longingly, your God will manifest it for you miraculously. And this then becomes the enchantment. This is where this mystical being fills your life with wonder, because you're only limited by your capacity to ask. That's all. Knowledge expands that capacity. Initiation initiates you into introducing you to God. You cannot possibly do the tests that are ahead of you. But if you relinquish it to this other power, it will take you over and do it with the greatest of ease. And then that will become a facet of your being, the remarkable part of your being. How many of you understand? Then our energy starts to move here. Then you spend 7 days with me without getting horny. You spend 7 days with me without thinking of copulating. You spend 7 days with me without thinking about mating. You spend 7 days thinking about God. And in 7 days, we can do a lot with that. So be it.
So be it.
You are excused.